American Family News, I'm Rusty Pete. The Supreme Court ruled that Virginia will be allowed to resume its purge of about 1,600 voter registrations from people who are not U.S. citizens. A lower court had ruled that Virginia had to stop, and an appeals court agreed. But today, the U.S. Supreme Court overruled that. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin.
The Supreme Court reacted quickly. I want to thank our Attorney General, Jason Meares, and his team's amazing work. And this is a victory for common sense, and it's a victory for the Constitution. And I also believe it's real clarity that, in fact, someone who self-identifies as a non-citizen should, in Virginia, be treated by the law, which says you get 2 weeks, you'll be notified, and if you can attest that you are a citizen, then you'll be allowed to vote. And if you can't, then you're taken off the rolls, and we do have the ultimate safeguard.
A conservative political commentator says there are signs that the Democrats' push for the so-called transgender agenda is not working. Chad Groening has more.
Robert Knight is a columnist for The Washington Times. His latest column is entitled, "The Big Gender Lie is Coming Undone. This divisive sleeper issue may cost Democrats some votes." In it, he points out how Democrat vice presidential candidate Tim Walz has been pushing this agenda hard.
As governor, he had tampons put in boys' rooms in schools. He signed a law that forces schools to not notify parents if children are undergoing gender transition in the schools. The governor of California, Gavin Newsom, a Democrat, also signed a bill like that. And Kamala Harris, the Democrat nominee, has thrown her full support behind the whole LGBTQ movement, including taxpayer funding for inmates' sex change operations.
But Knight says more and more people are fed up.
President Trump has run effective ads linking Kamala Harris to all this craziness, showing her posing with drag queens, showing her saying she wants transgender treatments in prisons. Can't run away from that record. People are onto this. Half the states have now outlawed gender treatments on minors under 18, and more are going to do so, I believe. I think it's costing the Democrats.
I'm Chad Groening.
A federal government agency has awarded $2 million to a private liberal arts school to promote so-called climate literacy and climate justice.
Pratt Institute boasts a program heavy on creativity to address the challenges of the time. Matt Lamb of the College Fix says it's unclear how the school qualifies for a government funds grant.
But I think taxpayers deserve better when it comes to their tax dollars, particularly with all of the more pressing scientific issues, chronic diseases, cancer.
Sam reports the professor heading up this project, Mark Rawson, believes climate change acutely impacts Black, Indigenous, and people of color.
And so why the Science Foundation is funding climate art is beyond my understanding. And if a private group wants to finance art celebrating Indigenous culture or Black culture, that's certainly their prerogative.
Rawson also serves as the executive director of Gorilla Science, which has developed several queer attraction labs for the exploration of lust and neuroscience senses for an LGBTQ audience. I'm Bob Kellogg.
The economy continued to expand in recent months, but not at the level economists were expecting.
Economic growth for the summer quarter came in at 2.8%. The forecast for third quarter gross domestic product was a 3% increase, matching the spring quarter. However, Americans are still buying things. Consumer spending rose by 3.7%. Though the GDP reading is below forecasts, it is still considered in the range of healthy growth for the economy, and it calms concerns about the economy slipping into recession. Economists believe the Federal Reserve is likely to continue lowering interest rates because it has recently been more concerned with the job market and inflation. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.